Blog Talk Radio.
Gets a chance to come on down here and hang out with our family, really. But, you know, we're going to send a big congratulations out. This is a special day for KWBY, and, you know, they're a big reason why we are here in Stephenville, Texas, for the Rodeo Heritage Week in the Cowboy Capital of the World, PRCA Rodeo. You know, if it wasn't for them and the family, Jody Lee and Sarah, we would not be here. But we had a great morning ride this morning. Hopefully you guys are tuning in right now on KWBY.com, Makin8Rodeo.com, or 98.5, 107.9 FM here in Stephenville. And we've got a lot to talk about. We've got a lot of rodeo to cover here on the Brunch Hour Rodeo Show. We've got some interviews from some great folks around town talking about Rodeo Heritage Week and just what all kinds of activities are going on. Last night, they had a queen competition at the Lone Star Arena where they were doing a horsemanship show. And these queens are really coming out there. They're going to be the representatives for the Cowboy Capital here in Stephenville, Texas, for an entire year. And there is a lot of work that goes into it. The committee down here has done a fantastic job of putting things together. And we're going to have a chance to talk with them a little bit and find out what all activities are going to be taking place, as well as the rest of the week. There's so many things going on here in Stephenville, Texas. This, my friends, is the place to be. If you all are in the area, you need to come on down here for the week. Tomorrow night, the Buck and Duck at the Lone Star Arena is going to be huge. And the top names are going to be there. We just had Chase Williams drop by the studio here this morning and talked with him a little bit. The team roping is back at the Lone Star Arena, and I know that there are a lot of team ropers that are excited about that, especially this, you know, young guy like Chase Williams is really going to set off and do some great things. So we're excited about it. We're excited to be here, and we look forward to bringing you all of the rodeo action right here on the Makin' 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY. When we come back, we've got some guests that are dropping by for the ribbon-cutting ceremony here at the KWBY studio, so we'll see what we can do to get them on the line with us. Make sure to stay tuned.
Thanks for listening in to KWBY, live from the Rodeo Cowboy Capital of the World.
Rusty spurs are hanging,
from a nail there on the wall. Cold winds are blowing and the snow begins to fall. Old man a dreaming in his rocking chair, thinking about the days gone by, wishing he was there. He used to rodeo and ride a mighty fine. Now he's old and crippled, but he rides on in his mind. And I can tell, rodeo, you're doing the same to me. I feel like I'm 50, but I'm only 23. Rodeo, you take a boy and make a man so tall, drink his youth and cast him by the way. What's he gonna do now that he's through but sit and dream about the good old days? There by his side, holds cherished memories of Bronx he used to ride. He thinks about his old friends and where they are today. Are they still living or have they passed away? Rodeo, you take a boy and make a man so tall, drink his youth and cast him by the way. What's he gonna do now that he's through but sit and dream about the good old days? Rodeo, you take a boy and make a man so tall, drink his youth and cast him by the way. What's he gonna do now that he's through but sit and dream about the good old days?
It's a tough way to make a living. 8 hard seconds at a time. Some days are diamond, some days are stone. And your opponent, well, he doesn't know anything about sportsmanship. It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. And nobody does it like Championship Bull Riding. Man up and ride along, Sunday nights on Fox Sports Net.
Hi, this is Jay Presti with Blue Collar Ventures on NBC Sports, and you're listening to Scott Masick with the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
I wear my own kind of hat. There's two kind of lovers and two kind of brothers and two kind of babies to hold. There's two kind of cherries and two kind of fairies and two kind of mothers, I'm told and told.
Hey, but cowboys and outlaws and right guys and southpaws, good dogs and all.
And two kind of babies to hold. cherries and two kind of berries and two kind of mothers, I'm told and told.
Yeah, but cowboys and outlaws and right guys and southpaws, good dogs and all kinds of cats. There's dirt roads and white lines and all kinds of stop signs, but I stand right here where I'm at,
'cause I wear my own kind of hat.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment, from bull ropes, gloves, and spurs. The Ride Right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
Howdy folks, Scott here with the Macon 8 Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to Macon8Rodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at Macon8Rodeo.com. Get a grip.
When December arrives in Las Vegas, it can only mean one thing. The Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. The NFR is about Las Vegas and rodeo. The best of rodeo. And it's a time to celebrate the Western lifestyle. We recall the historic rides and great champions and feel the emotion again. The gold buckle belongs to the Cowboys. The memories belong to you. The Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Have you experienced it?
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Macon 8 Rodeo Network.
Hi, welcome back to the Brunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Macon 8 Rodeo Network as we are live at the KWBY studios here in the Cowboy Capital. And, you know, we talked about it on the morning ride, Jody Lee and I, and he said that there were going to be a lot of guests coming by here for the ribbon cutting ceremony, and we were able to catch up with one of them. Now, we had featured her on our show a few weeks back, and it is great to have her back here in studio, Remy Sutton. Remy, what do you think? Welcome back here to Stephenville in the Cowboy Capital.
Yeah, thanks for having me on your show. I'm excited to be in here. So, yeah, this is very cool.
We always love having you. Obviously, you know, we got to debut a lot of your songs to the rodeo community out there and to our listeners, not just here in Stephenville, Texas, but everywhere. And we know that your album's doing pretty well right now, right?
Yeah, it's doing well. So I appreciate that. It's fun. It's got a lot of rodeo songs on it. So I'm glad that, you know, you guys are pushing it to all the rodeo people and whatnot. So it's kind of my crowd.
Well, we really don't have a choice in the matter because we have become good friends with your brother, for one, who we also had on our show back in South Dakota, as well as your mom. And she is the driving force. Her and I have become good Facebook friends, and we're always messaging each other. And, you know, she actually sent me your album, an autographed copy, which we're excited about. And, you know, it's really nice to have you guys part of the rodeo family, and it's so neat to meet you guys.
Yeah, my mom, she's a good lady, but she's funny. She's my biggest fan, that's for sure. So, yeah, but she's been around the rodeo scene, you know, we have our whole lives. So, yeah.
Well, I'll I'll tell you, you have done some great songs that really relate to rodeo, and of course we talked a lot about them, but tell us about your entire album, because there's so many songs on there. Now that we have the album, we listen to all your songs all the time. I'm telling you, it's in the truck, it's everywhere, so we've got to carry it with us.
It's kind of a collaboration of different things, and it's funny, I mean, I'll, you know, get an idea in my head and start writing, and then it'll turn into something totally different. So, I don't know. I mean, you know, there was a while there I was, like, in some, you know, rodeo mode, and I wrote a few rodeo songs, and then there's some other songs that have nothing to do with rodeo. So, it was just a process, but we initially started with, it was supposed to be a five-song EP. And as I got in the studio and kind of got in the process, I ended up writing a bunch more, and we cut some here and there, but ended up having 10 on it. And so it took a little longer than I wanted, but it was exactly how I wanted it. So I was happy with it. But yeah.
Well, we're happy to listen to it too. I mean, like I said, it's great to have you here. And I know that KWBY, they are huge supporters, Jody and Sarah. So it's nice to see you down here supporting them on their big day too, right?
Yes, they have the ribbon cutting today at 11:30, and that's a really big deal. And I'm just really happy for them. They're really good people. So and they've been really good to me and kind. And yes, I love them. So they're very nice.
they do people so well, and it, you know, here in the community, everybody. Really respects Jody and Sarah and what they do here at the KWBY Studios, and we're just glad to be a part of it as well. So it's a neat opportunity, and we're excited for it. Big week here. It's Rodeo Heritage Week, and I know with your family being around rodeo, you kind of have your ears open and stay tuned to what's going on, right?
Yes, I do. My grandpa, Billy Sutton, back in South Dakota, was a stock contractor most of his life, and then he got into a bunch of politics and the Senate stuff, and he was a state senator and ran for lieutenant governor. And but we've rodeoed since we're little, and so I try and stay with it, even though I'm doing music stuff too. But, you know, I still got a lot of friends that are rodeoing and going down the road, so keep in touch with them.
And you'll get to see maybe a few of those here stopping by this weekend, you think?
Yeah. Most of them are not coming down from South Dakota, but the friends that I have around here will be up there. So, yeah. But.
Well, our big question out here is, you know, Stephenville claims the title to be Cowboy Capital of the World. You being from South Dakota and now living down here, what do you think? Okay, so South Dakota is the bronc riding capital?
That's what they say. You know, because Billy Utbauer was raised there, and all his brothers, and then Casey Tibbs, it kind of started with him. And then there's just been a slew of really great bronc riders, you know, Chad Furley, Jeff Willer, J.J. Elsher, Cole now, Elsher, like they all, you know, I mean, you look at the finals and – you know, a lot of the guys that are at the finals in the bronc riding are from South Dakota, so it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool thing to be from there. I'm proud of it. So.
Yeah, definitely. Well, with you coming from South Dakota down here to Stephenville, what do you think? I mean, what's your impression of Stephenville? Do you really believe it's a cowboy capital?
Yeah, I mean, I love Stephenville. There's just a lot of nice people, and I mean, the weather, you can't really beat it. As far as, you know, timed event guys, I feel like it's definitely a mecca of ropers and stuff. I've seen a lot of, you know, there's stuff at Lone Star, or, you know, jackpots you can go to all week long. And so if you're, you know, really wanting to work at it and rope a lot, this area is probably where a lot of people do it. So, yeah.
Definitely. Well, we know, obviously, there's a couple bareback riders here. Bobby Moat, big bareback rider. We've got Jordy Marcus, who's a PBR bull rider, and he lives down here. And Caleb Sanderson, who's been on the Built For Tough. So, a lot of people.
Down here a little bit. That's wild.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, there are a lot of cowboys and cowgirls down here. And, you know, it is so neat to be involved, especially when such a big rodeo is coming to town. You know, all these, cowboys and cowgirls are right here in their backyard. Are they stopping by the pharmacy at all?
No, I get some that come through every once in a while. They're needing, you know, slings or a couple guys came in the other day and were wanting to make their own cast. So,
really?
Bareback riders. I was like, I was like, well, there's an orthopedic guy that's right down the road. You should go see, you know, so.
Wow. That's funny. Well, we're really excited for you and what you're doing with your album. You have got some events coming up here this week, right? You're going to be out playing?
Yeah, I'm actually going to Snyder on Friday night for a benefit, and then Saturday I'll be playing here in town, but I'm going to be out at the rodeo and hanging out and supporting everyone and taking it all in. So it's going to be a fun weekend, and I don't have to work, so it's pharmacy. So.
That is going to be really, yeah, definitely. We're glad that you're able to come down here this morning and hang out with us. I know when we originally did our interview with you, we were talking about coming down here and taking out over the KWBY studio. So, and I think we may have you be able to stop by later on in the week as well.
Yeah, I'll be back Thursday morning, if that's okay with you.
So. You know what? As long as you bring your guitar, it'll be fine. So we will get you down here, and that'll be going on during the morning ride. Hopefully we'll get you in here a little bit earlier, and you know, we'll sit back and we got to have you play a little bit. But I think we're going to take a break, and we're going to actually play one of your songs right here. We played it on our show when we did our interview, Hell of a Woman. And this is for really dedicated. I know personally, because my wife says the same thing, you know, that song fits her. I mean, she has to put up with so much for rodeo cowboys, you know, and dealing with them on the road all the time. But, you know, musicians are the same way, and their wives and girlfriends are back home, and they have to support them. So, I think that would be a really good song to play to dedicate to all of the women behind these cowboys out here on the road.
I wrote it about someone in particular, a friend of mine. She, you know, her husband's a bulldogger, and so they were, you know, he's always on the road, and she's tough as nails, you know, back home doing all the work, at, you know, doing chores and just taking care of things at home, keep life going. So, yeah, it's one of my favorite songs off the album. So.
Well, it certainly fits here as we're celebrating Rodeo Heritage Week in Stephenville, Texas, Cowboy Capital. Right here, and you're listening to the Brunch Hour Rodeo Show with the Making Eight Rodeo Network and KWBY.
Thought I had my whole life planned out. Now, I never thought my Prince Charming would be a rodeo cowboy that I rarely see. Hell of a mama to love a road. Wall Street and not worry about money.
Today, Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Macon 8 Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakinEightRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com, or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Hey, Stephenville, Texas. This is Scott Masick with the Makin' 8 Rodeo Network. And when I'm out on the rodeo trail, the only station I tune into is KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM. It's Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
Boston, they like baseball players. Down in Tennessee, they like their country singers, and they're all about corn fed farmers in Illinois. But anywhere you go, everybody loves a cowboy. Out in California, they like their movie stars. Carolina, it's the boys and race cars. And where would Kentucky be without them good old plowboys? Well, just go to Dallas. Everybody loves the cowboy. And what man wouldn't want to be John Wayne? And what woman wouldn't want to ride away? Up in the saddle, running the cattle off in the sunset with a real cool. Everybody loves a cowboy. Maybe there's magic tucked in his boots, or maybe it's the hat that makes him so cool, or it's something in his jeans, just like Gene and Roy. whatever it is. Everybody loves a cowboy. And what man wouldn't want to be John Wayne? And what woman wouldn't want to ride away? Up in the saddle, running the cattle off in the sunset with a real McCoy. Everybody loves a cowboy. What man wouldn't want to be John Wayne? And what woman wouldn't want to ride away? Up in the saddle, running the cattle off in the sunset with a real McCoy. It's that good old yes man charm that don't leave you no choice. Ain't no bull about it. Everybody loves a cowboy. Come on, pilgrim. Everybody loves a cowboy.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin' 8 Rodeo Network.
All right. 20 minutes till 11, and we are rocking here at the KWBY studio for the Brunch Hour Rodeo Show. And, of course, we have Miss Remy Sutton with us. Remy, you actually had a chance to go out to the deal for the sponsors and the appreciation night on Tuesday, right?
Yes, I did. It was out at the Heart 8 Barn on your way to Granbury on 377, and it was really cool. My boss at the pharmacy is a sponsor, and so I went out, and they, you know, just feed everyone, and there's drinks, and they give awards and tickets to the sponsors, and just kind of thank everyone that's had a hand in making it all happen, because it takes a small army to put on a rodeo like this. So.
It does. You know, and that it takes a small army just to do a 3-day event, but for the entire committee and the community here in Stephenville, I mean, they're celebrating Rodeo Heritage Week, and there's so many other things that are going on along with just a 3-day rodeo. So it's great to hear that they had such a great turnout in showing support for not only the rodeo itself, but also the Rodeo Heritage Week.
Yeah, it was a great turnout, and Stephenville as a community, I've only been down here for 2 years, but I can see that they really pull together, and they're not afraid to give money where money's due, you know, just help people out for these events. And they have events all year long that, you know, give money back to the community, and that's really cool. It's a really nice community, and it's because of the people living in it. So, you know, how it works. So.
That's right. Well, speaking of the community as well as the, you know, committee down here, we had a chance to catch up with Miss Julie Danley from the Stephenville Chamber of Commerce, and she is down here working with the Queens, and so they had a big horsemanship presentation yesterday for all the Queens. And so we had an opportunity to catch up with her. So let's take a listen and hear what she had to say about the big cowboy capital of the world, PRCA Rodeo, this week.
Hey, Stephenville, Texas. We are down here at the Lone Star Arena this evening with July Danley, and she is part of the Stephenville Chamber of Commerce. She's also part of the rodeo committee here. July, talk to us about what is going on here this evening.
Well, we are, of course, gearing up for the Cowboy Capital of the World, PRCA Rodeo. And what better image to promote rodeo than a rodeo queen? We are having a rodeo queen contest. We have three divisions, the Miss, the Teen, and the Princesses. And we are so excited that these precious young ladies love the sport of rodeo. They're passionate about talking about the sport. And tonight they're being judged on their horsemanship and their interview skills.
Now, what kind of things are the judges looking for in those?
throughout all of the competition, which on Saturday they did a speech and modeling and impromptu questions, and then tonight is the horsemanship and interview. Of course, they're being judged on their personality and appearance, on having Western style that represents the image of rodeo well, and also on their knowledge of rodeo. They're being asked questions about how do they care for their horse, what are the different events in rodeo, how would they promote rodeo if they were given the opportunity. And they're also being judged on how well they sit in the saddle and how well they handle a horse, because the winners will be have the opportunity to carry a flag at the rodeo and to ride in parades, and they need to be able to sit in their saddle very well.
Yes, that they do. Now, we see a lot of different queens come through. What are some of the things that the queens and the princesses will be doing here throughout the year for the Cowboy Capital of the World PRCA Rodeo?
Well, our winners, the title winners, will be representing the Cowboy Capital of the World at numerous events throughout the year. Of course, in all of the various parades in the surrounding counties and in the 4th of July parade, of course, here, they will ride and get to represent. They'll also be invited to different community events to give their speech. They gave a speech on what rodeo means to them, and very encouraging and very inspiring about how each of them got to be involved in riding horses and what rodeo means to them. So they'll have the opportunity to share that with different civic clubs and at different meetings, and they'll just be invited at any opportunity they can to promote rodeo, and where better to do that than right here in the Cowboy Capital of the World.
That's right. Now, July, speaking of Cowboy Capital of the World, one of our main questions out here is how Stephenville, Texas got that name, and what it means for the residents who live here in Stephenville. So we're gonna put you on the spot and actually ask you, what does it mean to you to be here in the Cowboy Capital of the World?
Well, you know, one of the reasons that we have that image is because we truly have added up the numbers, and we have more professional cowboys and cowgirls per square foot than anywhere else in the world. We have more world champions, national finals rodeo qualifiers, inductees into the Texas Cowboy Hall of Fame, the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame, the National Cowboy Museum. We just have a lot of rodeo legends that were a big part of building up the sport of rodeo, and we have literally cowboys and cowgirls moving here every day that are world champions, that are very competitive, and they love Stephenville because of the atmosphere. There's a lot of places to practice. There's a lot of opportunities to compete in a 100-mile area, and they just enjoy the quality of life. And what that means to a resident who may not own horses, never been to a rodeo, it's not really important to them. Those cowboys and cowgirls are spending money, they're buying gas, they're buying food, and when they travel, they're promoting Stephenville, and they're putting us on the map. At the National Finals Rodeo, whenever some of the cowboys and cowgirls are mentioned, and they say they're from Stephenville, Texas, the cowboy capital of the world, and that just brings notoriety. And with that, it brings extra visitors that come for a lot of the events, especially the ones right here at Lone Star Arena.
Well, it sure does, and it's brought us down here to Stephenville, Texas as well, and we are glad to be here. July, thank you for taking the time out with us here this evening, and we look forward to seeing you throughout the rest of the week. It's going to be a great Rodeo Heritage Week, and we look forward to seeing the Cowboy Capital of the World, PRCA Rodeo, this weekend.
Well, we appreciate all you do to help promote the sport and all the festivities that go along with it. If anybody's interested, they can visit us on the web at cowboycapitalprcarodeo.com for the schedule of events and all the activities that will be going on this week.
That's right, and KWBY Radio has that as well. So we're going to take it back to you in the studio.
All right, that was July Danley, and I think I call her Julie. I have been doing it all morning long, so I apologize to July, who is also going to be down here in just a little bit. We're less than an hour away from the ribbon cutting, and I know she's going to be here with the Chamber of Commerce, and hopefully she won't give me too hard of a time for that. But we really enjoyed catching up with her and talking about all of the activities that are going on, especially with the queens, because, you know, they're the representatives for the Cowboy Capital here for the next year, right?
Yes, they are. So they do a lot of stuff in the community, and, they're representing the rodeo, and it's really cool. My mom was a queen and my sister, so I know a little about the queen contest stuff.
You were never a queen?
Nope, I wasn't. So, yeah, no, I just, I was probably not girly enough. I mean, not.
I would have to disagree with that.
I just never was. I don't know why.
Wow.
So, yeah, but it's really cool, though. I really like it. And they all looked pretty the other night. They introduced themselves, and cute little girls, you know, for the junior contest, and so it's really cool.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we've got to talk about one of your other songs. Of course, we played Hell of a Woman from your album, but you've got another one that is really rodeo, and it's called Living on Rodeo. You were sharing with me, there's a kind of a cool story about that, right?
Yes, there is. So my brother's traveling partner when he was rodeoing, his name's Tyler Corrington, and he's from Minnesota.
Who, by the way, is actually sitting third right now in the PRCA standings. So we are going to see him at the Wrangler National Finals, and that's going to be a big one, right?
Yeah, and he was, he's an excellent bronc rider. I mean, he turns his it's beautiful to watch. It really is. It's my favorite event. There's an art to it. And he was the Rookie of the Year a few years back, and he travels with my brother, and I've known him for a really long time. We're good friends. And Living on Rodeo was kind of inspired by him, I guess. One day he was in between rodeos driving down the road and called to visit and catch up and, you know, just talking about how, how lonely it is to be out on the road. And, you can kind of relate to that as well. I'm sure just traveling and being away from your family and being out there and doing what you love. And, it's a tough life, but it's a great one. So, I don't know. That's kind of what that's about. So, kind of a long story, but
Tyler Corrington is a great guy, and he's very, very talented. So to be able to know that song, and we can relate. I know that's the first thing I do. You know, you start getting out there and you're driving down those long highways, especially when it's like, you know, when it's dark outside and not a lot of traffic on the road.
Yeah.
You know, it gets real quiet out there. So the first thing you do is you pick up the phone and start calling anybody who might be awake, you know. And you as a musician, you do a lot of late nights, right?
Yes. I'm the same way. I mean, the other night I was driving back from a show in Mason, Texas, and it's 2 a.m. and I was tired, and the only person who would talk to me was my mom, so and so I understand that, you know, because it's a job, so, but it's fun, so it doesn't feel like it, but.
Yeah, it is, and, you know, it's almost kind of sad, though, like, when you leave a show, you kind of have that empty feeling, right? Like, you're ready to go to the next one. That's the way rodeo is, too.
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of on a high, you know, and then it all wears off, and you're tired, and you have to drive to the next one. But that's what keeps people going down the road, I'm sure. And my brother always talked about he just loved bronc riding so much more than anything in the whole world. And so, dad always laughs because it's really hard to get him out of the bed in the morning, and the only way that he's up at 6 a.m. if he's been driving all night from a rodeo going to the next one, you know, and he'll call at 6 a.m. Dad will be like, Billy must have drove all night, you know. So it's funny. But.
Well, I kind of like the idea. You know, it really is. It's hard to find people that are still up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you know. So you call your mom. Maybe we should get her number. So when we're traveling down back and forth from the rodeo, then we'll call Mom Sutton,
yeah.
And we'll say, "Hey, we need somebody to keep us awake, and we know you do it for Remy."
Yeah, she would do it. So it was hilarious because I dropped the call when I was about a couple miles from town. I was in Dublin, and so then she's a terrible texter, and oh my goodness, it's so bad. And so I got these texts, and they're like periods where they're not supposed to be, and just, "Are you home? Okay, I'm going to sleep now." You know, so.
Well, she's a great Facebooker, though, because we are Facebook friends, and we have some great conversations. We could sit back and talk. I don't know if I could share with you all the stories. She told me some good stories about you guys. No, I'm kidding, really, though, but it is really great to talk with her a lot. So, and she is. She's real rodeo, and she follows us pretty hard. She's a big supporter of us, and that's what keeps us out here on the road.
Yeah, she you know, and it, I mean, my grandma, our whole family, my grandma's in the Casey Tibbs Hall of Fame. My grandpa is as well. Our whole family, both sides, on my mom and dad's side. And then everything my parents have done for the sport and in South Dakota and kind of all over, you know, just to their rodeo people. And so, yeah, she's a good lady.
Well, good. I think she may even be listening up there, because that's the cool thing about KWBY and the Making It Rodeo Network, is because we broadcast online and through the TuneIn app on the phones. So I think she may be listening right now. So we're going to send a big shout to all of Remy's friends and family back in South Dakota.
Yeah, they love listening to you. So, and my brother is probably listening as well. And so, yeah, hello everyone.
And it's right.
He is. Yeah, he's coming down. He'll be down on the 4th and be here through the weekend. And we're going to go to the Cowboys and Broncos game. So he's a big Cowboys fan. Ever since he was little, I mean, I think he still has the Troy Aikman locker, you know,
really?
And stuff. So, years ago, so.
Well, it's on striking. He and I were friends until you said that he's a big Cowboys fan. So, really, we have a friend. I'm a Florida guy, so I pull for the Bucs, and they always have a big rivalry, but the Cowboys are actually doing better than the Buccaneers this year, so I can't say much. I have to stay quiet. But we really enjoyed having Billy on the show as well and talk to him. Can't wait to go hang out. He's going to Vegas this year. He'll be there at the Wrangler National Finals, and hopefully we'll see you out there too, right?
Yes, I'm planning on going as well. I'm not sure exactly when, but I'll be out there, so I wouldn't miss it.
Well, good. Start sleeping now to get ready for it, because they are, very little sleep out in Las Vegas, especially when the rodeo is in town.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a great place. So it's amazing how many people just walking, you see people that you haven't seen. It's just fun. Everyone's in the same place, you know. So.
That's right. That's right. Well, we've got about 10 minutes left in the show, and we're going to let you go hang out with Jody Lee and Sarah. We don't want to hold you up, because I know it's a big day for them, and you're here to show support for them as well. And we're real excited about it, and we appreciate you coming down and sitting and talking with us here on the Brunch Hour Show, and talking a little rodeo and talking a little music, and it all comes together right here at KWBY.
Yes, it does. I appreciate you guys having me in here, so, and all you've done for my songs and me and stuff. So you're good people, and I like what you're doing. It's good.
That is being recorded, and we're going to make sure we have that. Now, we are good people, folks. So, and that's coming directly from Remy. So you guys make sure to go out and check out our album. The Living on Rodeo is out there, and you've got to hear it. It is a good one, as well as Hell of a Woman and the rest of the songs. I mean, we got what goes around comes around. It was funny because, of course, you got this morning and listening to KWBY, and I hear your song coming on. And then I happen to be watching the news as well, and the guy that was doing the morning report, he actually said, "What goes around comes around," the same time your song was going. And I said, "Wow, it is a sign, folks."
Yeah, it's a sign, yep.
But we really appreciate you coming down. I know you got to go back to the pharmacy this afternoon, but we're going to get to see you a lot more and hopefully hear you here in the studio coming up later on the week.
Yep, Thursday morning, I'll be back.
Well, bring that guitar, girl. Let's sit back and have a good time. We're going to have some fun down here.
Yes, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. All right, guys, we're going to take another short break and let you listen to some more rodeo music here on the Brunch Hour Rodeo Show, right here with the Making It Rodeo Network and KWBY.
Hey, guys, this is Luke Kaufman, and you're listening to the best in cowboy music on KWBY, the Cowboy Capital and Cowboy Radio.
Pistol the pirate.
another one bites the dust. Blood and tears all over the ground. It's time to cowboy. Never done, put in the hard work. Now it's time for some fun. We're pulling out the big guns, steady and true. Who will be the next one? Just might be you.
What we're doing down here at the Cowboy Capital of the World, Stephenville, Texas, as we are gearing up for the Cowboy Capital of the World PRCA Rodeo coming up this weekend, and there are so many other things going on, but today's a real special day for KWBY and the entire family down here working in the studios, and we're proud to be part of that. We want to send our congratulations to Sarah and Jody for putting so much work and effort into this, and seeing it really start to pay off here in the community and abroad, because like we talked about on the morning ride, we actually have listeners that tune in to KWBY for the best in Texas music. They tune in from Africa and everywhere, so it is great to see that, and we're just proud to be a part of it. So I want to thank them for including the Making 8 Radio Network, and we have had a great show. Obviously, want to thank Renee Sutton for stopping by here, and we look forward to having her on the morning ride. You guys can find us from 7 until 10 o'clock every morning, Monday through Friday. We will be here, and we'll have Six Gun Sarah and Jody Lee and myself, and who knows who's going to stop by the studio. So it's going to be real exciting, and we want you guys to take part in that. For all of our listeners that are listening outside of the area, keep it tuned in to Making8Radio.com, KWBYRadio.com, and we will bring you all of the latest action. We have got a lot to talk about here coming up. We were going to talk about the American. We're going to talk about that on tomorrow's show. Big news happening. Obviously, for those in the social media community, know six-time world champion Saddlebronc rider Dan Mortensen is returning. He's going to actually break out again and compete at the American. He was the first exemption announced. So we want to talk a lot more about that. You know, a guy 45 years old is going to be competing with some of this younger talent. It's going to be exciting, but if anybody has a chance to do it, I believe Dan Mortensen can certainly do that. So want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in today. Remember, we'll be back here tomorrow at 10 o'clock Central Time for another lunch hour or brunch hour rodeo show right here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Until then, remember, the road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Give me 10 bulls and I'll cover all 10. I'm the best that there's ever been.
I sleep in my truck and I drive through the rain, getting down hard at Wycane.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making 8 Rodeo Network. The best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words, cowboy up. KWBY.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money. I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride. Still, I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.